Reviewing films of the future. We haven't seen them yet. Just cause we don't know how the movie's gonna go doesn't mean there's not a lot to say. Hello, you're listening to Films of the Future. I'm Kendall Bruns.
And I'm Alan Matosky.
We review films before we see them.
Today's film, Ted 2.
Happily ever after only exists in fairy tales. Yet a talking teddy bear is about to marry his girlfriend.
I now pronounce you teddy bear and wife. May kiss the bear.
Proving that Americans don't give a crap about anything.
So I got some big news.
Tammy Lynn and I are gonna have a baby.
That's awesome. Wait, how do you guys...
We need a sperm donor.
What is that? What are you doing?
Getting ready, dude.
What are you getting ready? What are you doing with your hand?
I'm doing this for you. So when I get in, I can just bust it out.
What, you think you are, Red Lobster?
Hey, Johnny, you did it.
Right here, buddy.
Catch.
What the?
Dude, that's somebody's kid.
Fight the shit! Dude, it's in my eyes. I'm blinking it in.
Oh, wait. I'm going to take a picture and post it on Facebook.
What?
Hashtag Grr Monday.
Help me!
Teddy, look at this. It's as if we want to have a baby, you're gonna have to prove you're a person in a court of law.
This is a nightmare.
We gotta fight it. We'll get a lawyer and we'll sue the government for your civil rights.
Ted 2, a sequel to a movie about a talking stuffed animal by Seth MacFarlane.
Yes. Ted featured Mark Wahlberg as this little 8-year-old kid on Christmas. He wishes that his teddy bear would come to life or something like that. And then the teddy bear comes to life, but then they get older together. And
uh-huh.
So now he's got this like raunchy adult teddy bear.
Yeah, like
it's funny.
Yeah.
Get it?
I mean,
it's like a teddy bear, but he cusses.
So it's voiced by Seth MacFarlane, the teddy bear is. It's directed by Seth MacFarlane, and it's just couldn't be more like the Family Guy.
And it made a shit ton of money. It was like, it came out of nowhere and made a shit ton of money, and people were like, whoa.
Yeah, so they're making a sequel.
Coming. So then they're like, let's make another one.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
The first one?
Yeah.
No.
Me neither.
But we did watch, we did a little research. We watched a little bit more than just the trailer for the first one. And I think that there are funny parts in this. There's something funny about people getting high on a, or somebody getting high on a couch with a teddy bear.
If you say so.
I think that there's something inherently funny about a teddy bear smoking weed.
There were some funny jokes there, but I don't know. So the Ted 2 though.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't see it for whatever reason. We could talk about why maybe we didn't see the first one, because I feel like it's one of those movies that no one was expecting it. No one was looking forward to it. And that kind of happened. And it's like one of those movies you end up seeing like on a plane.
Sure.
Or just because...
I don't think they'll show this on a plane, though.
People are going, I don't know. It's a movie you end up seeing, like Pitch Perfect.
I don't know. This is you, man. I bring a book.
But then we've got... Now we're back. Ted 2. Ted was in 2012. Now we're in 2015. 3 years have gone by.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much time has passed in the movie world. But now, Ted, our lead bear character...
Right, the lead bear.
He's going to marry his girlfriend, Tammy Lynn.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess it worked out for them after the first one.
And they need a sperm donor because they want to conceive.
They want to have a baby.
Which, but actually, this is a great part of the trailer, and I'm sure it's a long scene in the movie. It's probably like the first act is basically probably one big jack-off joke. And really, I haven't seen like sperm jokes like this since There's Something About Mary.
Well, that would be
slips in it, and you see it, and it's gross, and there's...
And then it's all over him. Ted's taking pictures and posting them on Facebook.
And you know, there's so much more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna... There'll be some extended, unrated version.
Or even just the regular rated version is probably gonna, like... They're gonna have a lot of cum jokes up top, which... They say when you're doing stand-up, you want to finish with your funniest joke, but you want to start with your second funniest.
They say that?
That's what, yeah.
Hmm, that seems like good advice.
It is. It is. You should come out and have something very funny to say, and right before you leave, you should say something that is very, very funny.
Oh. Should we, with the podcast, have anything funny to say?
Like how you think that is funny.
Like, are we supposed to say something funny at the beginning and then even the funniest thing at the end?
Well, I mean, it could only help our podcast.
Oh, man, we should really, like, plan this better.
It's
depressing me to think that the second funniest thing has already been said.
Well, that's... I don't think we're doing stand-up right now.
Oh, no, we're not. You're right. Thank you. Thank you. We're reviewing films we haven't seen. I remember now.
Yes.
Yeah, so Ted 2.
You can't talk about any of the Ted movies in the Ted universe without talking about Seth MacFarlane.
True.
The thing I like about Ted and Ted 2, well, there's a lot of things I like about him. And it's also something I kind of like about Family Guy. Have you ever seen the pilot episode for Family Guy?
I don't think so.
Actually, it's not the pilot, because I'm sure that's like the first episode that they actually aired. But there was a pitch thing. If you do just a small amount of digging, you can find this Seth MacFarlane like pitch that he made to Fox. It's like this video of like him sitting by the fire, and it's like really old, before Family Guy ever came out. It's from the 90s. And there's a bunch of little shorts, because animation is so hard. But there's a bunch of shorts, and there is this longer short. It's all about this man and his dog. So it's like Peter character and Brian, his dog on the show. And it's just the two of them, and they like go around and they do some stuff. But it's funny, because Peter looks nothing like what Peter Griffin does today. It's like an old man, but he sounds exactly the same. Mm. And Brian looks very similar. But the whole thing is that like it's like a man and his dog. It's man's best friend.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of clever, and like the friend is just like, it's like, even though it's a dog, it's just like your best friend. It's just another guy.
I mean, in a way, Ted's like the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Instead of a dog, it's a teddy bear,
which is not known to be man's best friend. But I think that they do okay with it. But what I like is that both on the show and in Ted, in the universe, in the world that they're in, no one really cares that this is a dog. Or that this is a teddy bear, and even though they like talk about it and they like kind of make fun of it sometimes, like Brian on the show will be like, "Yeah, I'm licking my privates," or like, "I wear a collar and I love to chase balls," and this guy's like, "I'm full of stuffing and I don't have a penis." Hey, that's in the trailer. That's not me just being crass.
Not the stuffing part, but
I bet they say something about stuffing in there.
Yeah.
But no one bats an eye. They're just like, I guess so. All right, he's drinking a beer. How is that possible?
Yeah. He's driving a car.
What I like is making choices like that and then just going with them and going with them.
I agree. I do like that.
Because like, if you explained it a lot, if you made it a big plot point that like, and my dog can talk.
Yeah, they see
it's
it
way
before,
better
yeah.
to just like show them that the dog is drinking a martini and writes terrible novels, which he does on the show.
I agree that I like that choice.
I like that choice, and I like that Seth MacFarlane like is willing to do that.
The issue I've always had with Seth MacFarlane is that I feel like the it is this like mile a minute joke kind of thing where they're just like throwing out anything they can think of, and you do. I mean, it's like law of averages. They're gonna get you at some point. Like, there's something funny in there, but I feel like it's a little bit. I don't like the way it feels that I'm getting so much that I don't like in order to get the one joke that hits. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then also, there's just a little bit too much reliance on, like, body fluid humor and stuff. It's just not what I'm interested in.
And, like, shock value. He loves to do that. Like he loves to do something that's so gross, so over the top, so blatantly sexist, racist.
Right.
That like, can you believe we're doing this? Like, that isn't always funny, but again, like one and maybe 10 actually kind of breaks you.
It reminded me that I took this, I wish I could find it, but I took some like humor test online where it would like ask you like the kinds of things that you think are funny.
My style of humor is Seth MacFarlane. You're like, God damn it, I'm not posting this.
Right. It was one of those kind of things.
I'm not sharing it with anyone.
And they had like a quadrant chart where they like, you know, put you on a plotted on it of like where, like if you were more cerebral comedy or like, you know, and I feel like this type of comedy is in the quadrant opposite of what I like, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, this isn't your kind of movie.
This is my kind of comedy. But again, I think I would watch it and laugh a number of times. I mean, even just watching the trailers, there were a couple like funny parts. So I guess I like to think that I'm like a very open, accepting, non-snob about most things. But I also really like high-quality things. Yeah. You know, I try not to be judgmental. But
it's hard since you're a movie critic.
But yeah. It turns out I am a snob. I'm a snob about this type of humor.
You don't have to be a snob not to like. My mom is not interested in this movie.
I don't care about a fart joke. I don't think fart jokes are funny.
Well, a wise man once said there is nothing funnier than a well-placed fart.
Who said that?
Jared Apperson.
Who's that?
He's like my best friend from middle school.
Okay. All right. Well,
he's
like
proven
a
it to be true, though.
It doesn't work for me. Or like men in drag as a punchline. Like, just doesn't, like, I don't care. I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, that's not really very funny.
So, no, I don't want to. Yeah. So that's what this movie, that's why I think I don't really care about this movie.
Yeah, there's some.
But it does feel like there's a little bit of clever, like willingness to take things to an extreme, or like, it is kind of funny that he wants to get married and has to prove that he's human, I guess, or like real. But then also probably because it's gonna beat on like regular tropes of like, what does it mean to like Pinocchio type things, right?
Yeah, along with like
it's like the trial of Data all over again. What's that? A Measure of a Man? Yeah. Great episode.
Yeah, it is written by a woman.
I wonder if they'll remove Ted's arm as a way to gain sympathy for his character during the trial.
Do they do that in Measure of a Man?
Yeah, they like take his arm off or something. They do. They like take off his arm, I think.
I don't remember
that. To show that he's a machine and not
look,
real.
I can take his arm off. Well, no, this is not the Star Trek podcast.
No, I wish.
But you should listen to our friend Ben Vigent's podcast.
Yeah.
Space Lincoln.
Which you're on, but they still haven't posted the one that the second one that you did.
Yeah, I know. Well, they just posted another one. They're like backlogged with them.
All right. Well, I'm waiting for it.
But you should listen to their most recent one. It's pretty good.
All right. Space Lincoln. Check
kids,
it out.
It's like kids in Trek. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So anyway, Seth MacFarlane, he's like this Renaissance man, though. He gets called, he's one of the most powerful men in Hollywood or something. He like produces a bunch of stuff.
He produced Cosmos.
Yeah. He did the Cosmos thing, with Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's interesting. He also has put out an album of singing like standard songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. With himself singing.
Yeah. He sings.
Huh.
Yeah,
you know, Brent Spiner, who played Data,
came
out with one that's just like that. He's singing all these like standards. It's called "Old Yellow Eyes."
That's true.
Yeah, and all the other cast members from Next Gen sing backup.
He doesn't have yellow eyes in real life, though.
Did you hear me say that all the other characters sing backup?
Does Riker?
I don't really remember
does Riker
having
play
yellow
trombone
eyes in the show? Well, do you mean Jonathan Frakes?
I mean Riker.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen the video that's been floating around in the last week or so about the Riker spinoff show?
No.
You have to watch it. It's pretty
oh,
good.
Man.
Not about this movie, though.
Picard plays the Fife.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But in Ted,
Worf probably plays the bones of an animal.
Michael Dorn, who played Worf, is in Ted 2. There we go. Brought
Stop
it back
it.
Around. Brought
Stop
it back
it.
Around.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Michael Dorn, does he play the judge when when Ted sings like a black man to prove that he has soul?
Unfortunately.
Like it's just jokes like that where I'm like, God, like that's not even... Or, yeah, I'm with you. Like jokes like that, I'm like, that's not even funny.
Michael Dorn plays Rick. No, that's all I know.
Hmm. But just straight up jokes, like Seth MacFarlane makes a lot of funny jokes, but you're saying he's a Renaissance man.
I'm saying he's one of these guys that kind of has his fingers in a lot of different...
I think he's this guy who can do whatever he wants. Yeah. He's proven that, because...
Being crazy successful.
Because, and it's really all because of Family Guy.
Well, I mean, that was what started it all. But clearly, whatever it was that made Family Guy happen has also...
Well, what I'm saying is, like, it is the success of Family Guy that gives him the power to do whatever he wants.
Yes. Yes.
And so I think that that is...
But lots of people are successful with one thing and never do anything else. So I'm just saying it's more than... That's what the opportunity... Like, that opened up all the doors. But there's something about this guy where he gets shit done.
Yeah. Yeah. And I respect him for all that. I like that he's... he's got a lot of great views.
Of course, that didn't make anybody want to go see A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oof. I didn't see it.
His follow-up to Ted.
It's supposed to be the worst movie ever.
The worst movie ever?
That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
From an angel who visited me in my dream.
An angel who visited you in your dream.
I've been...
Yes?
I've been... been having visions in my sleep.
Yeah. Did the angel look like Amanda Seyfried?
I don't know who that is.
She's the female lead in this movie.
The one who plays Tammy Lynn?
No. The one who plays the like lawyer or whatever.
No.
She's really cool. I like her. She's from Big Love and stuff.
No. The answer is no.
She looks like an angel.
I can't see this angel's face.
Oh.
But she whispers things to me about movies.
Really?
And all kinds of pop culture things.
An angel does?
It feels like an angel. There's no really... it's like a messenger from God.
Oh.
I can't ever see her face. And it does feel female.
Have you tried touching her face?
I'm always too scared.
Yeah. You shouldn't touch someone without their permission anyway. I've learned that.
Angels?
Anyone.
Guess you're right.
But angels, I've always been a little confused about angels. Are angels ghosts?
No.
Angels are, so they're not like dead people.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
Angels, no, they are like a heavenly beings.
Because they're not in movies as much as you'd think.
They're like minions of God.
It's a Wonderful Life is one of my favorite movies, regardless of genre. Like, I don't even view it as a Christmas film.
The Prophecy is one of my favorite movies. That's not true. I don't really like that movie.
It prominently features an angel, but you don't see a lot of angel movies. Michael, starring John Travolta, that came out when I was in college.
Yeah.
That was popular.
We Are No Angels.
Oh, Angels in the Outfield.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's about angels or just the baseball team, the Angels.
No, it's definitely about angels. I think he prays for the angels to win so his father can, like, pay off his gambling debts. I might be making that part up, but Christopher Lloyd, in a rare film appearance, he's not in many movies, but we all know who he is.
Sure. He's Doc Brown.
But he's also...
He's the bad guy in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
And he was in Walk Like a Man with Howie Mandel.
Ugh. Now he's in commercials as Doc Brown.
Is he?
Yeah, he does commercials every once in a while with a DeLorean in them.
He was in a great movie with Peter Boyle and Michael Keaton called The Dream Team. We had it on VHS at my house, and it was a great movie. It's about escaped mental patients in New York City. Ted 2!
Yeah, we're so on topic that I think it would be a great time to read some... listener email. Please read this email that I wrote you. I want to know what you think. All right, let me reach into this digital mail sack and...
You bring us letters.
No, that's not us. That's not, we had our own. Letters. We had our own. I got a couple here. What should we do? I had a follow-up email from Lauren, but I don't know if I'm supposed to read it on the air or not.
Lauren from Washington, D.C.?
Lauren. Am I supposed to say her full name?
I don't think so.
Lauren wrote, I wrote her back. I said, thanks for listening and sending your email. We read it in our recent Avengers Age of Ultron episode. I realized that because there's so much time, I should let people know when we do it.
What? Do what?
When we actually read their email. Because someone sends an email and then, like, weeks go by.
Oh, Kendall, come on, man.
Months sometimes.
I know.
So I thought it'd be nice to send a message back and say, hey, we read it.
Well, I mean, how did it go?
So then she wrote back, I'm so flattered. I totally LOL'd my pants when I heard it. I sure do feel like an American idiot for not knowing that pie is a colloquialism for poon, though.
What?
I probably would have had a little more respect for that feature film had they named it I Fucked a Pie, or Dick plus Pie equals this movie. I do appreciate the word strange when it's used in reference to foreign pussy. But since this one's, sigh, American, I guess it doesn't apply. Edible estrangement, mayhaps? I dunno, just spitballing. On a completely unrelated note, how do you feel about Joe Mantegna, voice of Fat Tony, Criminal Minds, Italian mafioso character actor? Can you and or Alan predict when he will be coming out with another film that I shouldn't see? Champagne Wishes and Caviar Dreams, Lauren. Is it Lauren or Lauren? I have a real problem with this name.
It's Lauren.
Lauren. Lauren, I love your name.
Yeah, if
I just have trouble saying it.
If anyone corrects you and says Lauren, then do what they say. But as a general rule, it's going to be Lauren.
Lauren, okay.
Unless it's spelled Lauren.
I don't even know what that would look like one way or the other.
But hopefully you'd be able to sound it out.
Anyway, thank you, Lauren, for another wonderful email.
God,
just
you
keep
are,
them coming.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. Joe Mantegna.
Yeah.
Well, let's look up on the board for what he's got coming up.
Wait, am I supposed to do that? Well, you're in luck, Lauren. Joe Mantegna is he's doing tons of stuff. He was in a movie this year called The Bronx Bull. That seems like it's in like the right genre of comedies or films, I mean. And guess what? He's still on Criminal Minds, so you can catch him there. He also still doing The Simpsons. So those series, no end in sight.
Yeah.
I think that's probably enough.
I think that's more than enough.
Yeah. Two series that have been going for way too long.
Too long.
Plus a movie here or there, you're solid.
How can someone grow to be an adult and not know that pie is a euphemism for snatch? Which is a euphemism for the
what
pussy.
Is snatch? Oh!
Which is, I guess, slang for the human vagina.
These questions and more will remain unanswered as I head to our next email. Subject line, Ex Machina.
Oh.
So, it was a pretty weird day. Mr. James told Manny that he could move the pushcarts closer to where he and the other collection agents sit, which I think is unfair because that allows them to clock in and out a little bit faster and easier every day. Day in, lunch out, lunch in, day out. It may not seem like a lot, but Christ, you add it up, and Mr. James may have just given that team quite a little bonus. So I figure claims will stop bringing the sugar and cream that the collections guys use, and we'll see how they like that. A punch card machine should be central. What is he talking about? He's like, goes on and on. Am I supposed to read this whole thing?
I don't know. Does it go anywhere?
It talks about cheese curds and mustard.
Keep going.
Frenchman. And then he says, well, anyway, I think that's where I'm supposed to start reading.
Sure.
This
go
is
on.
Clearly a bunch of nonsense.
It sounds like he's at work and he hates what's going on.
Okay. Well, anyway,
hopefully our podcast brought a little sunshine into his terrible day.
Yeah, I know. I can't stop thinking about those punch cards, though. Well, anyway, I love listening to you boys.
There it is.
Can't understand quite how you get the movies so early, but heck, you seem to really know your business about them. You fellas should review Jaws. That's a great one, or a great movie. I made up the word one. I don't know why my brain did that.
Go on.
Thanks for talking to your fans. Patrick from Vancouver.
Is that that guy again?
It's some guy from Canada. Patrick.
Wait, isn't that the guy who called or who sent us one last time? Didn't we get one from a guy where he's like, what's your deal?
Yeah, he said, what's your deal anyway, yeah.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Buddy, you're our fan.
Yeah,
you Pat. And Lauren.
Patrick.
Patty.
I'm sorry I truncated your email. I don't think I could get all that out. But yeah, the
last
part,
we have our own useless drivel that we record.
But the last part was good. We actually don't get the movies early.
Yeah, we review them before we see them.
Yeah,
so
we don't watch them.
I know that earlier, last question you asked was, what's our deal? And we told you. So we're going to tell you again. Yeah. We don't see the movies.
No.
We just talk about them.
We would probably have a lot more to say if we had seen them.
But no one wants to hear that.
Yeah, you could hear that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks, Patrick. Hope things are going great in Vancouver.
And listen, I will bet you $100 that within the next 5 years, they're going to remake Jaws. And when they do remake the first Jaws, we'll review it here before we see it. That's a promise.
Yeah, that's true. Before anywhere else,
We
will review Jaws.
And if they don't, Kendall and I will give you $100, 50 each.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have another...
Jaws World, I think it's called.
Do we have another...
We have more.
Mailbag. Man, what a great
Wait
day.
A minute. This one is from someone I think you might know. Subject line, Brontosaurus.
Oh, interesting.
Hi there, longtime listener, first time writing. First off, I love the show. As you know, I also love correcting you, so here goes. The dinosaurs featured in Jurassic Park were not, in fact, Brontosaurus, but were instead Brachiosaurus.
I said that.
Your loving brother, Eric Matosky.
Eric Matosky! The fucking wild man of the California!
P.S.
Oh, my guy.
P.S. Kwame says hi.
Oh, Kwame! Let me tell you something, Eric.
You seem genuinely happy.
I am genuinely happy. I'm grinning, and I love you, man. I love you and Kwame. That's his girlfriend. They just moved out to California. I'm glad Eric's listening.
Yeah. Eric, I don't know you, but based on how you're making Alan feel, I love you too.
There you go. Also, don't write the show anymore. I'm kidding. You're fine. Eric.
This is a great service you're doing, Eric. One, you made Alan happy. Two, that makes me happy. Three, these types of corrections are exactly the kinds of emails we need.
Yeah, it's true.
We are saying all kinds of stuff that's not true.
Yeah.
We need corrections sent to us. If you've heard us say something wrong, I know that we've made mistakes this episode, please write Kendall@filmsofthefuture.com or Alan@filmsofthefuture.com. You can also find us at filmsofthefuture.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can subscribe on iTunes. It's just all around, like, lots of ways to interact and love us.
You know, at this point, all of my living immediate family members have been on this show. My mother was a guest, and my brother's email just got read.
Where's my brother and sister and my parents are just really kind of...
You're ashamed of them.
No, I'm not ashamed of them. They're not listening.
They're ashamed of you.
Listen, if you're related to me and you're listening...
And I'm not.
Not you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, right.
Listeners. If you're listening to me and you happen to be related to me, please write in. Please acknowledge my existence.
You know, I'm quickly becoming much more popular than you on this show.
Not just on the show.
No, that's not true. I have real social problems. Geez, you know, I'm trying to think of a movie that we might review that Eric and I experience together, because I would watch lots of movies with him. He's my older brother, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something, some question to ask him. We should have him on the show.
Is there a Brother's Day?
No.
Why not?
There is some sibling day, but it's like a Facebook construct that makes me want to puke. Oh,
so it's not like Mother's Day or Father's Day.
No, it's like May the 4th.
Be with you.
And also with you.
I have not seen Ted 2, and I give it 2 stars.
I haven't seen Ted 2. I give it 2.5, but, you know, but I don't hate it. I appreciate what it is, but I don't really think it's great.
I let the stars stand for themselves, Alan.
Well, all right, then I'll give it 2.5.
We already did all the self-promotion plugs, so I don't think we need to do that again. Yeah. Just, you know, hope you guys are enjoying your summer. Did you see Jurassic World yet? We haven't, but listen to our review.
Yeah. And send us email, because we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Do you want to hang out?
No, you're not popular.